Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor of speaking on behalf of the European Union. The candidate countries North Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia and Albania, Republic of Moldova, the country of the stabilization and association process, potential candidate Bosnia and Herzegovina, the EFTA countries Iceland and Liechtenstein, members of the European Economic Area, and Georgia, align themselves with this declaration. The EU thanks the speakers for their statements. Our deepest sympathies go to the people of Afghanistan following the last week's devastating earthquake. The EU will continue to provide assistance to those in need. Since 15th of August 2021, women and girls in Afghanistan have been suffering systematic violations of their rights, resulting from the adoption of measures and policies by the Taliban, aiming at erasing them completely from all spheres of public life. The measures requiring women and girls to wear the full veil in public, along with arbitrary punishments for family members to enforce in compliance, are particularly shocking. These measures, as well as the recent announcement requiring women only to leave home when necessary, are but examples of this process. The reports of abuse towards women human rights activists and women journalists are distressing. The EU has a long-term commitment to building resilience and promoting the academic, economic, and social empowerment of Afghan women and girls. The full, equal, effective, and meaningful participation, inclusion, and empowerment of women and girls in all spheres of life is essential for lasting peace and sustainable economic and social development. It is also a condition for the realization of all human rights of all persons in Afghanistan. The right to education and justice for victims of sexual and gender-based violence are basic needs for women and girls. All victims and survivors of sexual and gender-based violence must have access to justice and to an effective remedy and reparations. Afghanistan must implement its commitments to ensure the enjoyment of all human rights of all women and girls. Mr. President, the Taliban stand at a crossroads. Afghanistan will only be in a position to overcome the challenges it is facing if it fully respects all human rights of all women and girls and allows